Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Obviously, top story of the day, Roki Sasaki allegedly going elsewhere. So, you know, there's plenty of finger-pointing going on. There's cannibalizing of the fan base. There's mockery of the fan base.
There's a lot of denial out there right now, too.
There's denial, all kinds of things.
Believe me, I would love to live in this world of denial.
You kind of do with the Padres sometimes.
Most of the time I do. I do feel like these reports are pretty solid here. If the Padres have told international prospects that they're going to be a signing ceremony at some point later today, there's not a lot of ways that I can talk my way out of this one.
And those aren't the $10,000 prospects either from yesterday.
No.
These are the big money prospects. But so, hey, thanks for being here. A lot of people watching, a lot of people listening today. And listen, I'm with you. I think we all are super bummed about it, but life goes on. We plow ahead and plow forward. They're still going to play the season, and how that works out, nobody knows yet, but certainly doesn't look good today as we sit here. So I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. And then this guy on my left.
Oh, boy.
Ben Higgins. When we got in this morning,
Well, I asked you what you were going to do. You're going to Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to Arizona, and we had talked about maybe making a return trip to Explicit at some point, which is your favorite place on the planet.
Hey there, Delilah.
And you surprised me and Paul. I mean,
this is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. He just drops casually. Yeah, I was looking yesterday. I was looking at Explicit, which is a gentleman's club. I was looking at. Tell me.
I had asked Paul like a week ago where is our Airbnb that we're staying at next week. I'll be there on Monday.
Correct.
So I was looking around the area for dining options. I went to the Google Maps and I went all right, restaurants in the area because I want to know where I want to eat when I'm on vacation. It's an important thing for me.
Do you like that app? Eat Her.
Yeah. Saying something popped up on the building and I go, wait, I know that building. That's where we went to Explicit. Is it not Explicit anymore? Is it a restaurant? It came up as a restaurant. And we did not eat at our visit at Explicit last year.
No, we drank.
Had a couple of cocktails, but there was no food involved. So I thought, maybe Explicit's gone and they've turned it into like a diner.
A buffet or something.
So I just clicked on it to check and see what it was called. And it was a restaurant. It said it was called Breweria, but it was inside. It said inside Explicit Show Club, and I said, then maybe they have a kitchen inside where you can order food while you're enjoying.
What's it called again?
Breweria, Breweria.
I was wondering, is it like Breweria, like Brewia, but they're saying bruh because it's Bruh.
Breweria. I know
it sounds like diarrhea.
I don't know.
Hey, let's open a restaurant and let's get it close to diarrhea as we can. Without calling it Eat at Diarrheas. It's delicious.
So I clicked on the menu just to see what they had.
Is it next door to gonorrhea? Come to chlamydia, and we have the best, most delicious buffet of all time. Join us at chlamydia for happy hour tonight.
It said the flavors of fusion culture.
Okay.
All right.
So Breweria.
So I decided, just look at the menu and see what they have. Maybe there's something we want to order if we're going to go.
Oh, it's witchery in Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah. Brewery, like, you know. But.
Okay. Breweria.
And so then I clicked on the menu, and it was the most inappropriate menu I've ever seen. It was
what
like
do
a
restaurant.
It was like a restaurant that knew it was inside
of a gentleman's
establishment. And I go, none of these things sound appealing. I mean, it's very standard fare, actually, but they've given up names that are just not that appropriate.
Such as?
So instead of their appetizers, it says a teaser, and you can get the the deep sticks, which are just fries served with a side of ketchup.
Just call them fries.
That's what I thought. And then there's the joy sticks, which are six mozzarella sticks with a side of marinara sauce.
Read the second one.
Or you can get the mini porn dogs, which are 12 corn dogs served with a side of ketchup or mustard.
There's no way that is real.
That's what it says on their menu. I've got it right here.
And then they also have
mini
just
porn dogs.
Mexican dog cheese pizza.
It's a quesadilla. They have quesadillas as well. And then I went down to the sliders and burgers. And the first one is the Alabama three-way, which is three beef sliders topped with cheddar cheese and pickles. No substitutions, Woods. There's the reverse cowgirl, which is cheese, onion rings, barbecue sauce, and bacon. Do you really want to order any of these things?
Kind of now. Kind of now.
The tacos, they just call it.
Be careful.
Threesome, because you get three of them. Threesome actually would be nice. You can choose carne asada or chicken topped with guacamole.
A threesome would be fun.
With guacamole, cilantro, pickled onions. No mix or matching, though, Woods. You can't get two carne asada and one chicken.
You
take either all three. And then after that, I can't even read the rest of the menu on the air, honestly. The wing,
really?
What they call the wings, I can't read on the air.
Let me see. Hang on.
I can't read what they call their wings. Am I right?
Oh, my God! There is no way! There is no way! Who would order that?
They call their sauces your choice of lubes. Kickin' Bergen, Jamaican Jerk, Mango Habanero, Korean barbecue, extra hot, honey hot, Sutter Ranch, blue
you
cheese.
You can't say the name of
it. And then, wait. And then the dessert. The dessert.
Oh, my God.
Not something you can say on the radio.
You can't say it.
Or really, I could never even say in the restaurant. I could be sitting there. I couldn't order dessert.
Give me a blank.
I couldn't say it out loud to order it.
It's in the, probably put it in the chat. It's unbelievable. Go to the dessert and the what they call their, what is it? Their wings?
Their wings.
I can't wrap my head around this. So first of all, the dessert's fine. But nobody's going to order what they call their wings there. You don't want it in real life, and you don't want it at your table. It's the last thing you want. This is unbelievable.
None of these things go well with food. It's just not. Now, right, Paulie looked it up.
Let me get a beer and let's see.
The big hole. Jesus, dude. Try being a okay, I'll give you like the porn dogs and stuff. That's pretty funny. I've never heard it before, so you got me. The joysticks, whatever. That's funny. This is like, this is like so not subtle at all.
Not at all.
I mean, not even a little. Good Lord. Yeah, I think the word that the name that the place is called, I've heard that word before, but not the way you described it. You made it sound like diarrhea.
I don't know.
Briarrhea, you said, or whatever.
Brujeria?
Brujeria. Wow, man. DoorDash, more like DoorAss. That's a good one. Gaunt's Ghost. I don't want to eat there. I can tell you that right now. Especially now. I mean, I didn't really before, but I could have been convinced.
Well, having
actually, now for the bit, we probably have to. We probably have to do it.
So, again, before last year, I've never been to a gentleman's establishment. Yeah. And now, having gone once,
you feel like you've seen it.
It doesn't feel like a place you'd want to order a big plate of nachos.
Why?
No.
I just don't feel like I'd feel comfortable just eating in front of people who are obviously working. They're plying their
it is weird
their trade
to eat in front of nude people.
Yes, exactly.
While you're fully clothed. Yes. Now, if you're both nude and you're sharing a plate of nachos, that could be fun.
Maybe, right? I don't know.
Some room service.
I've done it a million times.
It's okay to drink a cocktail while doing it, but again, if a big messy burger, sticky wings.
You're eating a reverse cowgirl and barbecue sauce is running down your chin onto your shirt, and she's like, "Hi, so where are you from?" Hang on, I've got to get this onion ring down.
Doesn't feel right.
Jeez. I've been to, there was one in Dallas that It had pretty good food. And, like, my creepy manager used to be like, hey, we're taking clients over to the Lodge. It was called the Lodge. And it's the top. I mean, it's one of the top ones in the world. And I'm like, I don't want to go to a client lunch at a strip club and eat crab legs in the middle of the day and prime rib. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I feel so creepy right now. But that was radio back in the early 2000s, Benny. Holy cow. I do find it amazing that he went and was like, well, man, let's just see. Now I feel like we have to have a meal there. I'm just going to tell you right now. I think the audience needs it. I think we need it. I'm going to need to see you order that dessert. I'm going to need to see you order the wings. I'll have it.
12 mini porn dogs.
Yeah, I will definitely try those, but it's going to be tough.
Frozen and thrown in an air fryer. I can't imagine that we're talking about Michelin star fare at the Brujeria.
But I think the audience needs it now at this point. And it's going to be fun trying to sneak that by on the old expense account, too. explicit. $78.
I hope they don't itemize the menu items on the
order a reverse cowgirl.
Holly, how many porn dogs can you eat? I'm not joking. And I know I said I wouldn't make fun of Adam until the first, but we already lost Roki, so I'm not jinxing anything. So what's going to happen next? How low, much lower can we get? There's always a deeper darkness. But I can recall him one time. Paulie and I submitted a receipt. We left Fantasy Camp on Friday, and we stopped at Mickey D's. And we were we were so hungry. We ordered a buttload of food. He literally was like, is this for just you and Paul? I was like, yes. He's like, good God. I was like, hey, I don't need to be shamed for my order at McDonald's, bro. Like, we're both away from our wives. No one's watching us. We're in the middle of Gila Bend. Like, nobody knows us.
It's
there.
We can do Taco Bell.
We can do what we want. Like, he's good. Yeah. Two 20-piece McNugget. I'm like, bro, please don't call me and itemize my receipt with me over the phone.
How did you gain all the
weight? I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Thanks, Adam. Well, yeah, that one's going to be tough to sneak by the management. But we will try. We certainly will try.
Need a contestant. We've got one more game of Take on Woods this week if you want to battle Woods in our musical trivia challenge.
I needed that laugh.
You can call in now, 833-288-0973. Chance to win. Qualify for our grand prize drawing. Trip to Las Vegas. See the Scorpions in concert. Call 833-288-0973.
Do they charge you for the extra lube at Explicit, Paulie? How much lube did you need? I have to have it now. I have to. Holy cow. Well, yeah, we needed that laugh. And listen, if you're listening to the program right now, you are a homeowner. I wanted to tell you about Loan Pronto. If you've got high interest debt that you've accumulated, use Loan Pronto. They can wipe it all out right now. Loan Pronto's rapid equity loan makes it easy to pay off all your credit cards. Tackle that 2025 home improvement project. Get cash in your pocket fast. No appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. With their AI-driven technology, you can get approved and funded in as little as a day. Imagine that. With low fixed rates, lightning-fast transfers, you can do it too. Consolidate your debt, improve your home, take control of your finances. Don't wait. Call Loan Pronto now, 619-207-4336, or visit loanpronto.com. Get your free rate quote now with no hard credit pull, 619-207-4336, or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
It's some more baseball talk coming up. Obviously,
I'd like to do more porn dog talk, if I'm being honest with you. I could do an hour on that menu alone.
It was a stunner, to be sure.
I mean, the stunner is that you went and scouted it out, really.
Yeah.
That's the stunner.
It's the most alarming.
It is what you do.
It's what I do.
Have you found any other places that look good around there? Did you just focus on that
I would
place?
Like to go back, and Diane Musgrove recommended it to us as well, the Sicilian Butcher. I went there many years ago. It's where they had the Ferris wheel of meatballs we talked about. You guys haven't been, though, have you? And it's really close to where we're staying, so maybe you get an opportunity to get there. I do want to talk more baseball. What are the Padres going to do now?
Right.
I mean, pivot. I mean, they still had stuff to do, but now pitching seems an absolute imperative. If you don't even have Roki Sasaki to your rotation, you're going to have to do something. We can talk about it going forward a little bit, but I do see we've got kind of do a little bit. I see we got a couple contestants on the line right now. It is time to get to today's game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, let's go. This Joe.
Morning.
Morning. Give me your phone. Give.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Your phone's a little.
Everybody's phone sucks.
Shaky.
I'm beginning to think it's just our phone sucks.
All right,
I
can hear you now.
If you're on
good.
Bluetooth, that would help.
All right, Woods has left the room. You are playing to try to qualify for our grand prize drawing. Two nights stay at Planet Hollywood Las Vegas and two tickets to see the Scorpions and a $100 gas card. Scorpions returning. They've been around 60 years with a new Las Vegas residency at the PH Live, February 27th to March 11th. Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Our musical trivia contest, you get to go first and pick our category. Here are your choices, Joe. All In. It's 5 2-second songs. They all begin with the word all. Hot Takes. 5 songs that all begin with the word take. And Rock and Roll Hits. Those are 5 2-second songs that all include the phrase rock and roll. So, pretty easy here. All In, Hot Takes, or Rock and Roll Hits. What do you think you'll be most successful with, Joe?
Just go all in.
All in. All right. This one, Paulie's going to have to get his DJ hat on because we are going to have 5 2-second songs, and all 5 song titles begin with the word all. You need to name both the title and the artist to score each point. So make sure you're careful. If there's time, we can always come back to an answer if you don't know it and you pass. Joe, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Paul, you got your
I'm ready.
Songs ready? All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock again. All 2-second songs, they all start with the word all, the category all in. Joe, your time begins when Paul plays the first song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix.
That's correct. Song number 2.
Yeah.
Song number 3.
Somebody once told me the world is gone.
That is correct. Song number 4.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone.
Pass.
Let's go to song number 5.
She leads a lonely life.
The other one was All Out of Love, Air Supply.
That is. Number 4 was correct. Let's go back to number 2.
Last one.
I'm back to the last one.
She leads a lonely life.
All That She Wants, and I can't get the big artist.
The artist, we're running out of time.
Quickly.
All That She Wants is Another Baby.
Oh, it was All That She Wants by Ace of Base. And the one you missed, other one, All Apologies by Nirvana. You got the 3, though, All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, All Star by Smash Mouth, and All Out of Love by Air Supply. This one could be interesting. Stay on the line, Joe. See how you match up against Woodsy. He doesn't get the category. Probably will figure it out fairly quickly. Let's put all 2-second songs today.
Oh, wow.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Joe.
That is Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
Correct. Song number 2.
That's All Apologies by Nirvana.
That is correct. Song number 3.
Somebody once told me
is,
the world is gone.
Smash Mouth. All Star.
Correct. Song number 4.
All Out of Love. Air Supply.
Correct. Song number 5.
All That She Wants by Ace of Base.
Wow.
Woo. Woo. Damn.
Sorry, Joe. Woods has taken it today with a perfect 5-for-5, 5-to-3 final.
That's how you close.
In the category All In, 5 songs that all begin with the word all.
That's how you close right there, buddy.
Whew. I hadn't heard All That She Wants in a while. I think that one pops.
And somehow even more embarrassed. All That She Wants is Another Baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like that song?
Mm-mm.
How about Air Supply?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're okay
song.
With that.
Yeah, I like that song.
We all cringe at Smash Mouth. I get that.
Yeah.
All Apologies, Nirvana. It's
great
classic.
Song.
And All Along the Watchtower. Classic.
Fantastic. Good game today.
David says, I was looking at the chat. David, I don't cheat at Take on Woods, buddy.
He does not.
Come on, bro.
Otherwise, he would always win, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten smoked. I've gotten smoked recently. I minimize the chat, you know, and I like to challenge myself.
We will. I believe we will continue Take on Woods next week. It'll be incumbent upon our guest, technical director, Frank Marchese, who's going to be in. Italian Paul will be in the studio next week with us while we are broadcasting live from Peoria, Arizona.
Skinny Italian Paul. Oh, I mean, goodness. Dude, he looks phenomenal.
He just, I believe, hit the 100 pounds.
Yeah, 100 pounds lost
mark. Good for him, he's close to it. I'm so impressed. He put in the work. He has done the work, and he is looking fantastic. He'll be sitting in here while the three of us are out at Padres Fantasy Camp next week, and hopefully this won't, today's news is not going to impact the fun that we have next week, which is talking to, you know, Padres legends that are all going to be there, getting those guests. It really is the reason why it's so nice to be sitting there. You just don't know who's going to sit down at our table from segment to segment.
Yeah, it's a blast.
With the stories that they share from, different eras of Padres baseball. Always has a really good time when we've been out there. I'm so glad I started coming with you last year. It was a good call.
Nothing like it, man. So much fun.
All right. We will come back and start looking ahead at what the Padres could pivot to in light of today's Roki Sasaki, at least reporting, if not official news. First, though, before anything happens this weekend with football, playoffs in pro football, the college football championship game, download the Prize Picks app so you can start putting together your own daily fantasy sports lineups and winning real money. There are over 10 million users with Prize Picks. That was big to me. I wanted to make sure that this wasn't a fly-by-night operation. A lot of people using it. Lots of winnings. Over billions. In fact, $6 billion of dollars have been given out so far with Prize Picks. And all you have to do is pick more or less on between 2 and 6 player stat projections to win up to 1,000 times your cash with Prize Picks. This weekend, you can look for options like passing yards for Patrick Mahomes, rushing yards for Derrick Henry. You can look at sack totals if you like to watch the defensive play, field goals. There's more or less. There are stats for everybody. Combine them together and win real money. So download the app, use the code KWFN, get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. So we just had another interesting development in the Roki Sasaki sweepstakes. Of course, we've been following this morning. The Padres reportedly are going to move on and sign some of their other international draft prospects, meaning they're almost certainly out of the Roki Sasaki sweepstakes. But just now, the Toronto Blue Jays just announced, official from their account, we've acquired outfielder Miles Straw, cash, and international bonus signing pool space for the 2025 period from the Cleveland Guardians in exchange for a player to be named later or cash. And that makes me go,
easy, Arsenio.
The Blue Jays are adding some extra space.
They have the chance to do the funniest thing of all time and grab Roki Sasaki. And then
$2 million in space, according to Ben Nicholson Smith.
Paulie, if this happens, just know I got to pull over on the side of the road and start unloading bookmarks again. I'm going to have to pull over because
we'll switch.
You drive, and I'll just spend the rest of the time just.
Nicholson Smith is a reporter from Sportsnet in Canada, and he says, it's $2 million. Now, he says, this doesn't mean Roki Sasaki has made a decision, but the Jays are clearly making, final preparations if he does choose them and would add him. So this is a very interesting development. I mean, it doesn't change anything for the Padres.
No, nothing.
Other than we'll all feel a little bit better, I think, if he goes to Toronto rather than the Dodgers.
That's a lot of dough. That's a lot of dough to get at the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Straw, they're getting Miles Straw in the deal. It's Cole Glover, so there's maybe other reasons why they pulled off the trade, but
Toronto fans have had it about as bad as Padres fans have in recent years with the you know, getting close and things like that. I mean, there was a rumor that Shohei left their left their building like decked out in Blue Jays gear and had a bag full of gear. He had his dog with him and everything. And next thing you know, he goes to the Dodgers. We all obviously saw Roki throwing at Petco Park in Padres gear, probably because he didn't have any other workout gear to throw in. And that's what he threw in. So, but yeah, this will be a nice dub for the Blue Jays.
I mean, how do we react if they said he really wanted the opportunity to like explore the Canada market and wanted to be in Canada? Neither the Dodgers or the Padres can offer Canada.
Correct. Correct.
So,
yeah.
Sasaki.
Here's Canada. All of it. You own it. All the endorsements. It
didn't feel like that was going to be the big selling point, but the Blue Jays don't have a ton other of great Roki things to offer in terms of location, pitching development history. They finished, I think, last place last year in the AL East, to winning all the things that, you know, they said that Roki was looking for they didn't tick many boxes, which is why it was always a surprise that they were even in there, which must make you think there was something very compelling about Toronto that wasn't part of his original plan. And maybe it's as simple of the fact that, like, it's Canada. It's like a whole nother country.
It's a whole nother country.
To be a huge star in, yep, rather than this country, which would be an interesting development.
You look at it, like Kevin said in the chat, he goes, well, I think it shows we're cooked as an organization if that is his alternate, if he ends up going to Toronto over San Diego. But
well, the Dodgers also cooked.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Obviously not, but...
Andy's right. Does feel weird that the Padres were third. Yeah, it does. It does. Out of those three, you wouldn't expect to finish third, but here we are.
And where were the Blue Jays when everyone was like, it's, you know, 80-20 Dodgers or Padres. It's pretty much only them. Like, where were the Blue Jays ever in those early, early guesses by all the insiders?
I know. Yeah, not didn't see much of it, that's for sure.
Interesting. So anyway, whatever Roki decides, Padres are going to have to move on. They did, we talked about Martin Maldonado and why that's not a needle mover for the Padres in terms of a signing. Did add the veteran catcher, 38-year-old, to a minor league deal with a non-roster invitation to spring training. Last season hit 119 with 4 home runs and was released by the White Sox. I mean, when you're getting released by the White Sox, it's not good. Did win a World Series with the Astros, was pretty much their primary catcher in 2022, but was always known as a defensive specialist. But even that at age 38 has taken a step back in recent years. It seems to us, Woods, that Maldonado is coming in as a potential mentor to young catchers like Ethan Salas and Luis Camposano, but can't be viewed as a serious option for any significant playing time for the Padres in 2025.
No, I mean, you'd hope not. I mean, honestly, you'd really hope not. Again, he was playing in winter ball. Somebody had to show me a little blurb from an article. He was playing in winter ball. I mean, he was hitting like 140 in winter ball, guys. So this is not a viable player for the San Diego Padres if, you know, they want to make the playoffs. It's not somebody they can get really.
But he doesn't provide more than Brett Sullivan on the field.
No, not really. I mean, it used to be defensively, you know, and I don't know, man, this is not one of those lightning in the bottle, you know, hey, maybe we catch lightning in a bottle and he's got one more good year in the sun. He's not Jake Taylor, man. It's not happening.
Our friends at Matt Friars also reported another minor league signing by the Padres yesterday. Forrest Wall, who speed seems to be his best tool. He has 281 career minor league stolen bases and 9 in a couple of MLB cups of coffee. I think I saw with the Diamondbacks and Braves maybe over the years. You know, mostly a AAA player, but obviously has some speed. And, you know, AJ Preller is always looking for different tools. I mean, you know, picked up Bryce Johnson, you know, kind of along those lines.
Got a new gig, by the way.
He did.
Yeah, he got a new gig. Who signed him?
Who was it? Someone got him.
Well, it was earlier in the week.
Was it Toronto? Johnson. Was it?
Also, maybe. I can't remember.
You know, Tyler Wade is another one of those guys that, you know, AJ just kind of plucks off the AAA heap and thinks, you know, could serve a role at some point for the Padres. Even, you know, it's not just a 26-man roster. It's a 40-man roster. Although the Padres only have, I think the last count, 34 guys on their 40-man roster.
Yeah, man. There's some room.
I've never known them to go into a spring training, at least not being really close, like 38 or 39.
Pirates.
to have Pirates is where Bryce Johnson went. So my guess is there are some major league moves still coming, and that's why he's holding so many spaces open. It would be very strange for any team, really, to have that much room on a 40-man roster going into spring training. You always maybe hold a spot or two for a guy who earns a job in camp and is not on your 40-man, but you don't hold six spots on your 40-man roster for guys who really impressed you in spring training and, you know, earned a spot on the roster. That doesn't happen. So it tells me that there are still big league moves coming. And we talked a little bit yesterday about the top 50 guys who are still on the market, mentioned some pitching options like the top guy is Jack Flaherty, but Nick Pivetta is still there. Andrew Haney is a guy who's still there. Max Scherzer is available. But John Heyman had a piece in the New York Post yesterday where he wrote, there are still 156 veterans available in free agency looking for a deal. And that agents are starting to get frustrated by the very slow market this offseason.
I bet.
And it's not just the Padres. This is a baseball-wide thing. Yeah, there was big moves early by the Mets and Dodgers and Yankees and some clubs that went out and spent some money on the top guys. But beyond that, it's been incredibly slow moving with not a lot of activity. That number shocked me. 156 major league veterans who remain unsigned as free agents. And we are now less than 4 weeks away from the start of spring training.
There's something wrong there, Benny. There really is. I mean, there's some owners out there. And it's not like there's not teams with massive needs. Take the Padres out of it. We have ours. We know ours. We talk about ours ad nauseum. But there are teams that are legit contenders that are like, we're good. We're going to wait for the price to drop. And, sucks for the player, certainly. Sucks for the agent, obviously. But there's a lot of talent sitting out there waiting for a home. Jack Flaherty just tweeted a gif of a guy looking at his watch, like any day now, any day. But, unfortunately, that's kind of the way negotiations work sometimes,
Did you read the piece by Tom Verducci about the free agency of Corbin Burnes?
No.
Sports Illustrated. It was kind of interesting. He was given some behind-the-scenes access to the process from the player's perspective, from like day one, the season ends and he declares for free agency. And he's like, initially we thought, Baltimore had a good year here. Maybe we'd come back. Some East Coast teams like the Yankees and the Blue Jays and the Red Sox showed some really early interest, but there really aren't that many actual physical offers that you get. And he went through with Scott Boras, sat down for like 2 hours during the World Series in a game and, wrote out a list of their priorities. Like, what are you looking for? Family-wise, financially, what would be your ideal? And he made some lists of teams that he was interested in, and he wanted, above all, to not disrupt his family's life. They live in Scottsdale in the offseason.
No brainer.
And all of a sudden, in December, like out of the blue, got a call from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And he was like, it was hard to contain his excitement. Like, I could actually, stay in my house in Scottsdale for the season, for spring training.
Yeah.
My family doesn't have to go anywhere. And they're going to offer me a contract that's competitive, $210 million. It sounded like he could not get to the pen fast enough to sign that deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks once it was offered. But it was a good window into seeing that there are a lot of different things that motivate free agents beyond just the dollar figure and how much money that they can get.
What are the terms of his deal? How many years did he get?
Six, 210, but he's got an opt out after two, I believe.
Yeah.
So, there is some flexibility there if he doesn't like the direction of the Diamondbacks, or if he has two great seasons, he could hit free agency again and try to cash in again on the market. But, he talked about how, he would have to, in Baltimore on the road all season long, he would Zoom with his kids in the morning, like you kind of do, a quick, hey, have a good day at school, daddy misses you, and, I'll be home in a few weeks and we'll see you. And now he's like, I'm going to, and other than the days when we're on the road, which is, about still 80 days of the year, I'm going to be able to send him off to school every single morning, spring training, regular season. It's like a dream come true, he said for him. And I thought it was a really interesting piece.
Yeah, I mean, that means something, certainly. He's going to get paid wherever he goes. But, the not having to uproot your family, being right there. I wonder if he left money on the table. He made a pretty penny, but
probably a little bit, though.
But, yeah, I mean, that's good.
So, you know.
Great. I'm glad. I'm so glad the Diamondbacks were able to land him.
These free agency.
Good for him.
I'm sure there's some people who would much rather be in San Diego than other places as well.
100%.
But, you know, it's just interesting into the mindset of free agents and what they're really looking for on the market. All right, we're going to check traffic, and then we'll continue on. We still got more to get to. Quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't forget, the biggest fan contest is returning on January 27th. Our grand prize is a night in the Odyssey Suite with 20 tickets for you and your friends at a future Padres game. Just register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. You can do that right now if you wanted. And then listen when we start announcing names on the 27th each day at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. For your chance to then qualify for the grand prize drawing.
Friday.
Was Friday.
It is Friday.
Today, yeah, I'm starting to
lose it.
Feel the end. It's been a tough, actually 2 weeks.
Been a rough,
you know, it was a week ago Tuesday that I started losing my voice.
Yeah.
Still haven't totally.
It's not totally back.
Come back 100%. But, you know, it's just felt like the exhaustion of all of this, the Roki Sasaki watch that seemed never ending. It's taken its toll on me the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's still not over.
It's not.
That's the worst part.
It's not.
The catwalk, yeah.
Yep. We got this out of it.
A little turn on the catwalk.
I wouldn't say it's been my favorite 2 weeks ever.
Nowhere to go but up.
That's a good point.
Super fun start to the year.
Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Looking forward to next week.
Hey, man, look. Family's healthy. It's nice out. You know, like I was telling my wife this week, you know, we still have our home, things like that. There's people out there with no home right now. You know what I mean? Like, no belongings, no anything. So it's all about perspective, and the sun will rise tomorrow, my friends.
Had to wear a mesh shirt.
You did have to wear a mesh shirt. You're going to have to decipher butt rock in about 10 minutes, which is going to be a real fun time.
It's not going to be good. And I'm worried that I'm going to lose this week's picks and have to wear a pitching machine to the back ball.
Yeah. It won't be super hard, but it's going to hurt.
I haven't been hit by a pitch in a long time. Yeah. Never my favorite.
No, it's not great.
Did you see the Mets negotiations with Pete Alonso have apparently stalled or broken down?
Yeah, I don't get it, really. I don't know if it's a thing where Pete Alonso overplayed his hand. I know he had turned down an offer from the Mets, but like he is one of the most prodigious home run hitters and one of the most durable players for the New York Mets. It seemed to me with Steve Cohen there, right? And look, there's probably a million things we don't know. How's his relationship with the New York Mets? How's his relationship with his teammates? You have no idea, right? But on the surface, Steve Cohen's your owner. You were pretty close last year. Let's bring back our first baseman that hits tanks. And even though he had a down year for him last year, let's bring him back on a 5-year deal and let's keep rolling. I think I'd be pretty pissed if I was a Mets fan, not bringing Pete back. And again, he hits free agency. His agent, Scott Boras, we're in that game again where it's like, no, you're overvaluing Pete Alonso. We're not going to pay the premium. But I don't know, man. Cohen should be able to do it.
I think that can work both ways, though. That, you know, if Mets fans are thinking, I mean, you can afford it. Why not just pay
him? Just bring him back.
I would think Pete Alonso and his agent are also going like, why not ask for the moon? I mean, we know you can afford it and you can pay it. So why am I bringing my price tag down at all for the New York Mets? And I think in instances like that, you can get to an impasse. Like when the player is insisting, I know you can afford it. So I'm not budging on my deal. And the team makes what they think is a fair offer. And they're going like, I mean, we shouldn't have to overpay you to stay here in New York. You're not getting offers from other places. Why are we increasing our offer to you? Eventually, you're going to get desperate and you're going to sign.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where we are with the Mets and Pete Alonso. Both sides are like not budging because Pete's going, I know you can afford it. I'm not lowering my asking price. And the Mets are going, you have nowhere else to go.
Nobody else is going to pay
you. We're not going to pay you anymore.
Yep.
And they're just kind of sitting there and waiting each other out.
It's tough, man. It's
at the end of the day.
It's a tough position to be in.
Passan just posted.
Did he?
You see Jeff Passan post, the notification comes across, heart stops for a second, but careful, it's not Roki yet. Outfielder Jaron Duran and the Red Sox are in agreement on a 1-year, $3.85 million deal that includes a club option for $8 million in 2026.
So they had not settled before the arbitration deadline and exchanged their numbers, similar to Michael King with the San Diego Padres. Who, I was trying to look at it, who else settled yesterday? It was
I can't remember, but another big
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker, that's right, with the Cubs, settled for around $16 million or something yesterday.
I got it right.
Which is
16.5
Yeah, so it is possible after the numbers have been exchanged to actually reach an agreement in arbitration. Remember, with Michael King, he has asked for $8.8 million in arbitration. The Padres have countered with $7.325 million.
I'm going to say it probably behooves the Padres to get that done ASAFP. Like today would be a great day to agree with Michael King in principle.
I mean, there really is no rush on it. And the worst that can happen is King wins and he gets 8.8, and then the Padres are going, oh, we should offer him 8.7. We could have saved $100,000 for King.
You don't think they need a little, small, tiny dub today?
Is that a dub? I mean, he's on the team this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the roster at all. It doesn't add a player.
But you don't want to go. If you're AJ Preller, you don't want your first. You don't want to have to go to ARB. You know what I mean?
The real dub is we're throwing this out. We've extended Michael King for 4 years.
That would be a nice dub.
A huge dub, which is also within the realm of possibility.
Correct.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. You know, I'll offer him 8.3.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, you could lose, and that could mean you saved $500,000. Now Michael King has to agree to it. Maybe he's supremely confident he's going to win his hearing, and he doesn't want to accept a dollar less than 8.8. If that's the case, then you're probably not going to get an agreement. There's got to be at least some wiggle room on both sides if there's going to be a settlement before an arbitration hearing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more you go in one direction, you got to feel at some point there is a risk to going to arbitration. For Michael King, you could lose, you know, $1.5 million essentially if you lose your arbitration hearing. So if they're offering you close to what you're asking for, then you take the bird in the hand, the safe bet, and you make your eight something and you go on. Don't know if the Padres are thinking about offering that, but we're still, I think, a few weeks away from the actual hearings taking place. But as you saw in the last couple of days with Kyle Tucker and now
Jaron
Duran, you can get it done, you know, before you actually have to sit in a, I don't think it's actually a courtroom. I think it's just a conference room somewhere with the three arbiters and make your cases. But it's something that AJ Preller has not done. My guess is probably not going to be very good at it either because he's never done
He's never done it.
So there's a good chance they lose when they go up against Michael King. I don't know who's Michael King's agent.
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably has gone to arbitration one or two times in his career. So my guess is that if I was a betting man, this is not going to be something that AJ and his team are particularly good at, having never done it.
Never done it, doesn't want to do it, loathes it, as Kevin Acey
reported.
Loves
his players.
Loves his players. So
my guess is he's going to be pretty bad at it. He's going to pull his punches a little bit, and that'll probably cost him in the end. So maybe just make that deal and get it done with Michael King. All right, so you've got a whole new genre for me to decipher.
Oh, this is...
I cannot wait. We needed some laughs.
I'm not good at this game, but
Ben Decipher's butt rock.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.